Ah, shit. Here we go again. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I am Shrek. I guess. I changed my settings, and my wavelengths look much, much smaller. So, first and foremost, I'm going to need you guys to tell me how I sound. Just let me know, you know, text me, leave a comment down below if you're one of those people. Comments are great because they help add traction to my podcast. And you know what? While we're already plugging, leave a rating. Leave whatever rating, preferably 5 stars, but you know, if you hate it, let me know. Constructively, we don't just hate to hate around here. I'm Shrek Attack, and I go on rants, but we don't hate just to hate, we have purpose behind our hate. With that being said, last year I did a kind of Valentine's Day self-reflection, would I date myself thing, and it went over really well for whatever fucking reason. So let's make it an annual thing, I guess. Let's go over the, would I date myself? Where am I? Let's do a self-reflection of some sorts. And I will say the nice thing about this is I don't have to prep at all, and I don't have to pretend like I'm remembering something or forgetting something, because this all just comes straight from the heart, all straight from the brain. What I do best around here is no script, and whenever I'm just winging it, talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. Well, I did a test real quick to see, because my heat kicked on with these new settings, I wanted to see if I could record with my heat still, but it still kind of buzzes in the background. Now, I wear headphones, and if I turn my headphones down, I couldn't hear it, but I should really mute my phone. Let's get that going. Very professional there, Brandon. However, whenever I listened to it with my headphones at full blast, I could hear the buzz, and that just kind of drove me nuts. I don't know how you guys listen. If you listen to radio or something, it probably wouldn't come on if you're listening it to your car radio or through your speakers. Comment below to, you know, help add traction to my podcast. How do you listen to it? In the car? In the shower on speaker? You know, just let me know. Just, you know, trying to get that engagement today, trying to get that traction to the podcast up, because Overrated is really cranking out his episodes, so I gotta get back to my weekly content. You know? Actually, I've been wanting to get back to my weekly content. I think today is the self-reflection day, so let's just discuss it. The reason I want to get back to my daily content. Last year was a tough year for me. Not really because of anything serious, but it turned out to not be serious, but it could have been serious. I won't dive into details. However, last month I got everything checked out and I turned out to be okay. Last year was a big year, a lot of changes happening too. I got a new job, I kind of just had to figure out my entire life. I went from night shift to day shift, or I guess second shift to first shift. I wake up at 5 in the morning now most days, which is kind of insane to think about because I used to not go to sleep until 5 in the morning or later. I used to not go to sleep till like 9 in the morning because of my job. And I'd wake up at 5 in the evening, play some games, go to work. It was my routine. Now I wake up at 5 in the morning, eat breakfast, go to work, come home, I'm tired, try to do what I can, play some games before bed, and then rinse, repeat. Except for the weekends where I wake up at 8, play games like all day, or clean my house, do stuff around the house, and it's lit. But over the past year, since I've last done the self-reflection, if you go back and listen to it, I was really working on myself a lot. I did not feel like I was in a good place, though, but I felt like I was improving. Now I feel like I'm in a somewhat good place. I'm definitely in a better place than I was last year. Last year was just a shit show. I was still drinking a lot, now I barely drink. I had something happen to me over the summer last year. I passed out at the gym, and it led to kind of a life change. I'm still trying to change my life a little. I'm trying to eat better, trying to, you know, do stuff a lot differently, a lot more healthy changes. It's difficult whenever fast food is so much easier to get than cooking your own meal and then doing the dishes and all that stuff. but we're taking steps to kind of change how I do stuff. I got myself a dishwasher, got myself, you know, different things to try to maintain my life a lot better. And it's so weird. It's so weird seeing my wavelengths be so small. I'm used to them being much bigger, but I kind of changed it to a direct focus from my voice now. So you should be hearing me a lot clearer, even though the wavelengths are smaller. There's a lot less sound going into my microphone. I need you to comment down below, you know, to get engagement on this podcast and tell me if I sound okay or not. Anyway, I got a new job. I work something. I do different things now. I don't have somebody trying to fight me every day, which is cool. I kind of just do my own thing at work at this point because I'm far along into where I don't need somebody just hovering over me at all points. And I think, I'm told, I do rather well at this job and I have a bright future in it. So we'll see if that remains to be true. I know for the first time in forever, I feel like within the next 5 years, I'll have my shit together, which if you asked me, last year during this, I probably said, I don't know if I'll be alive in 5 years. Now I think, because my lifestyle has changed so much over the past year, I was going to the bar like at least once a week still, which is a major improvement from my 20s, where I was drunk 5 to 6 days a week. But now I'm in my 30s, and over the past year, I went from going to the bar like once a week to practically never. I've been to the bar, I think, twice this year, once after the Lions loss and once to visit my friend that has a bar. And I've had a total of one drink at my friend's bar and I think 2 or 3 the night that the Lions lost, which honestly, that was more than I drank in like 6 months. So, and I think about drinking still occasionally. I still have a, you know, supply on top of my fridge at home where I think maybe tonight I'll have a glass of whiskey. But it used to be maybe tonight I'll get blackout drunk and it'll be lit. And I don't do that anymore. I don't feel the need to. I feel a lot better about myself. I feel the confidence returning to where it used to be. I'm not going back to high school Shrek, as we refer to him, ever again. That cocky son of a bitch that I would love to punch in the face if I ever met him. But I am getting some of my confidence back, some of my swagger back, if you will. I guess that's called like Riz now. I just feel like I'm in a much better place. Mentally, I'm working on it physically, and I'll get there. Now, I won't be going back to the gym. I just don't feel the need to pay for it, and I have all the equipment at home I need. But I'm becoming more of like a walking guy. I never really did like weights. Whenever I did sports, I played soccer, I ran cross country, I did track and field, I played tennis, none of which involved weights. They wanted me in college to lift weights for soccer. They wanted me to beef up a little, but I never felt it was necessary as long as I had the foot skills. And I still kind of feel that way. If you are able to get by without having to bump your way through. Now, I was a bigger guy for soccer and I did kind of play a bumpier game, but my size alone could pretty much carry me. I didn't need the muscle behind it, which now looking back, I get it. And as a current potential coach, I coach kids occasionally. I don't really want to coach kids anymore unless I'd rather coach teenagers. I'd rather coach like a high school. So if you know any high schools around the local area looking for a soccer coach, I'm available. I would like to test my hand at like real soccer. Not like YMCA soccer is not real soccer. Sorry. But I would like to coach kids that are willing to learn, kids, teenagers, whatever, and actually be part of a team and not just people who want to yell and scream, basically. Anyway, back to me, I guess. I'm still working on becoming a cleaner person, I suppose. I very much live in an apartment that you can tell that is like a bachelor pad. I'm not the cleanest person. Now, it's not disgusting by any means. I would be disgusted by myself if it was. But you can definitely tell that I'm not putting effort in. Like, it's not organized, I guess, is the way to put it. It's clean, but not organized. There's stuff everywhere, and I just don't know how to organize or how to put stuff away. And I don't know how to describe it, really. But it's definitely like it looks like a bachelor pad, kind of not quite that rough, but I definitely don't have the cleanest, most organized place. I'm trying to put pots and pans in different places, different drawers to where it makes sense. The ones I use more, put in like a whatever drawer. I'm adulting, if you will. So, yeah, I guess the question in the beginning, the Valentine's Day question, even though Valentine's Day was a couple of days ago at this point, I just suck at recording, even though I want to start recording ahead. We will get there. We will figure out a good recording schedule to where I can record, edit, and do whatever, whenever, because I need to figure that out. And I have episodes planned that I want to do. A little behind on some, but we are going to get there. We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure my shit out. I don't know how many times I can say that in a row, but like I said, this is one of those times where I just kind of speak, I don't think, and I mean, that's kind of what I'm paid to do, not think at this point. I just follow instructions, and I don't have instructions for myself, so hey. Anyway, anywho, anyhow, however many ways I put that, the original question for Valentine's Day was, would I date myself? And last year I said, I don't think so, maybe give me a slight chance. This year's completely different. I would take a shot on myself. I wouldn't quite be standing at my window with a boombox levels, but I'd take a shot on myself. I see me as somebody figuring my life out, and I think I'm going to get there, like I said, for the first time ever. I think in 5 years I'll have my life kind of together. I think I have kind of a good plan already laid out, and I'm always looking to improve upon that plan. Actually, once I'm done recording this, I'm probably going to go look to improve upon that plan. I'm back to reading, not consistently, but more often. I'm never going, I've come to terms, and I think this is very important whenever you come to terms with some shit. I've come to terms that I will never be the read every day guy. However, I should try to read a couple times a week. And I'm not like, I just, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't have time. I don't have the energy to sit down and read every fucking day. Props to you guys who are able to pull it off, but I can't. And I'm to the point where, like, whenever I do sit down and read, I sit down and read for a longer period of time than I used to because I'm not trying to burn it into my, like, I'm not burning myself out on it. I read whenever I want to, and I'm able to do that 2 to 3 times a week pretty consistently. I've gotten through, it depends, because at work I listen to a book sometimes. Whenever I'm home, I'm reading two different books. So I've gotten like a quarter of the way through one book, I'm towards the end of another book, and I'm towards the end of a book I'm listening to. And three books at a time might seem a little ludicrous, a little like dumb. I don't know how people read what that do read. Maybe they stick to one book, maybe they do alternate books. And I'm sure they aren't just reading stuff like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck or Ego is the Enemy or something like that. They're probably reading like fictional books, maybe some smut books. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Speaking of smut, I have adult visual novels I'm playing. I've started a YouTube channel. I should be putting up a video within the next few days. Me, plural. I need to figure out how I want to edit the videos, I guess, what software and stuff I want to use. Obviously, I'm going to stay free. I use free software for the podcast. I'm going to use free software for YouTube unless I magically start making money off this shit, and then the money I make will go back into the content. I've always said that. And I have a lot of projects right now. And it's not just I want to come home and sit and do nothing. It's now I want to come home and work on the things that I want to do, which before I was so mentally exhausted from my old job that I would come home, I'd just want to sleep, I'd want to sit down. Sometimes I wouldn't even watch TV because I just wanted to sit there and veg out. Now, at the very least, I come home and I'll watch a few episodes of an anime, I'll watch some YouTube videos. I'm behind on a lot of YouTube shit because it's just always coming out, and I don't have the time to keep up with everything. I try to watch, some stuff whenever I'm eating, but if I don't have like a meal, or if my meal's going too quick, or I'm trying to do something else while I'm eating my meal because I multitask like a motherfucker now, then I fall behind. And it's okay. I'm going to catch up someday. I'm sure. Probably, maybe not. I don't want to go on too long about this. I think last year I kind of dragged on talking about myself. I'm not even like I'm no longer the person that just wants to talk about myself. I'd rather like listen to somebody. I'm here to talk because I enjoy it. I enjoy doing the podcast. I enjoy creating content. I'd still love to create content. And if there was ever a way I could make this a full-time thing, I would definitely make it a full-time thing. If that required coming out with stuff every day, sure, if I could make a living off it. I just don't think I'll ever make a living off it. And I've even floated around the idea of maybe becoming bi-weekly instead of weekly, because I'm already not consistent at the weekly thing. Or maybe just whenever the fuck I want. You know, we're going to have to decide. Let me know in a comment below how often you want an episode. If it's weekly, I'll do my best to keep up. But if you guys are like, you know what, maybe a bi-weekly would be a little easier to digest, even though your episodes aren't all that long, then, you know, comment to add traction to my podcast and leave a rating while you're at it. Is the theme of this one, apparently. I came down here with no idea, just that question. Would I date myself? And then I was going to talk a lot more about myself, but at the end of the day, I don't care to talk about myself. I'd rather talk about other things, like next week whenever I talk about Shorzy, or the week after, you know, whatever week I get to talking about Shorzy. And then the episode after that is going to be about Life is Strange, and then we are going to continue from there with whatever the fuck happens. I know Overrated is going to send me some movies to watch, and then him and I are going to talk about why everybody is obsessed with Sydney Sweeney, and should they be? Or is it just a, you know, a she's pretty thing? So yeah, we have future plans. We have ideas. We know what we want to run with. We know what we want to do. I don't know why I keep saying we, because it's just me, but I think it sounds more productive if I say we, I guess. Whatever's happening in my brain. I am busy, I am tired, everything's flooding around, and like I said, I need to get used to talking to a microphone weekly again. That's one thing, is just whenever you do take a break from working on your podcast, from talking into a microphone to nobody all the time, it's something you need to get used to, is talking with nobody responding. And whenever I was taking a long break, I didn't really do much. I became the best hermit version of myself ever. I didn't really talk to anybody. Whenever I do talk to people, it's often playing video games. So I went a long time without talking, let alone, you know, talking to somebody with no feedback or talking to anyone. We shall see. I think I have more to work on the social aspect. Maybe like if I go to the bar talking to strangers or something. Because, you know, would I date myself? I would take a shot on myself. But whenever I go out, am I going to portray myself as somebody dateable? I don't know, because whenever I see somebody that's pretty, I become a babbling idiot. And that's still the case, and that's always going to be the case probably, because that's just how my brain is wired. And I'm okay with that. But are they okay with that? I don't know. Let's see. I'm still a chronic overthinker. But it's something, you know, I gotta work on. I think I'm trending in the right direction. I'm okay, I've identified my flaws, and I'm working on them. And I'm becoming the best person I can become. I am working on figuring out my life so I'm not just a stressed out maniac all the time. And I'm working on my health. I think there's a lot that I'm working on that you see and I believe are good traits. And I will continue to work on good traits. And I'm done. I'm done talking about myself. If you want to follow me, let's just transition smoothly to get the fuck out of here and get ready for next week, because I think I'm going to record two episodes today. Probably not. I got to walk away and eat something. I'm fucking starving. And that's when I need to get better at eating consistently. I have the worst eating schedule on planet Earth right now, but it's good. It's good. I've identified it and I'm going to work on it and figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. So, if you want to follow me, it's at The Real B Shrek. That's at The Real B S C H R E C, spelled like a podcast, not like the ogre. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. The TikTok has been lacking, but TikTok has been kind of struggling in the US anyway. It's back on app stores. I should have sold my phone whenever they were going for like double price. And I didn't. I'm not a financial. I didn't want to scam people, really. Even though I could have sold my phone for double the price, fucking bought a new phone with full faith that TikTok was coming back to the shop and had another phone with TikTok. I don't know. People panicked for no reason. It is what it is. But Shrek Attack, that's S-C-H-R-E-C, Attack, spelled just like this podcast that you are listening to. So you should be able to spell my name by this point. I'm not a fucking ogre. And that's all. Hey, If you made it this far, rate the podcast. I think if you're listening to me for 20 minutes, you probably like this. Leave a rating. Help me get traction. You know, we'll figure it out from here. And hey, stay awesome. I think you're all quite swell for listening to me. And I don't know why you listen to me. Leave in the comments below why you listen to me. I'm kidding. Don't, like, do leave in the comments below. The things I want to know is, do I sound better? And how do you listen to me? So those are the two comments I want to hear. And other than that, stay awesome. Hit that fucking music before my heat comes on again.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like whenever my heat's on. For anybody that sticks around for after the outro and wanted to hear it, here it is. Let me know if you made it this far, if you can hear the heat in the background or not. You know, to add traction to the podcast or what the fuck ever.